And it's now time. Open mic, Donuts All.
Yes,
and we're back here for the Family Feud on this Getaway Friday, September 25th, 2020. 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears with Terry Tackett. Now, don't forget, our buddy sports director emeritus Jeff Ruth was just in the office today. And tonight's big game, 1490 WMRN at 7 p.m., is Harding at River Valley, which is a rivalry game.
Big rivalry game, yeah.
Big game tonight.
Yep.
Harding at River Valley. River Valley coming off that big win last week over Pleasant. And Harding, you know, they would be great to knock off River Valley for them. So there you go. Tonight, 7 p.m., 1490 WMRN. But we'll be here 8 to 10 tonight. And somebody told me what they do, because we're exact opposite on the dial, is they just flip the AM and the FM.
Ah.
Or they check the score and then come back to us.
Good idea, yeah.
That's all you got to do.
Yep. Now, are they going to allow fans in the stands tonight, or...?
I don't know what they do at these games.
It's
to be
weird,
honest with
yeah.
you.
It's some days, some games I see there's fans, and other games, no.
Exactly. No. So we are playing the Family Feud, though.
Okay.
Are you a butter and egg man?
I'm a butter and egg man.
A butter and egg man. Here we go. Now, this category, I always like to do this to count up the number of answers that we have here. We have 8 answers in
Jeez.
This particular category.
Wow.
The category is, name a musical instrument that is too big to carry on an airplane. Apparently a lot of travelers. Name a musical instrument that is too big to carry on an airplane.
Well,
eight answers.
The first one comes
740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Name a musical instrument that is too big to carry on an airplane. 8 answers.
There's one that's obvious, I mean, to me.
Well, 8 on this particular list.
Yeah.
Name a musical instrument that is too big to carry on an airplane.
Too big to carry on an airplane.
8 answers.
Okay.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Family Feud here for the next 2 hours on the program today. And then we'll be back tonight, 8 to 10 p.m. on this particular station. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
How about a piano?
A piano, number 2 on the list. Piano, you got it.
That was the first one I thought.
Thank you.
Yeah, first one I
piano
thought.
Hits number 2. 28 people said piano.
Okay.
So, name a musical instrument that's too big to carry on an airplane. Piano's number 2. We still have 7 other answers.
What would be ahead of a piano?
Ahead of a piano. There's one instrument ahead of a piano. An instrument too big to carry on an airplane. So I guess... if you play this instrument, you can't go to another state and play the instrument.
Hmm.
What are these answers? Inquiring minds want to know. Go ahead, caller.
How about a tuba?
Tuba is the number 1 answer.
Oh, wow.
31 people said tuba. You got it.
Wow. Tuba is ahead of...
Now, can't you carry a tuba on an airplane?
That's what that seems... I don't know about that, but...
I think you can put a tuba on an airplane.
I think so, yeah.
I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah.
All right, 6 answers still left here. Name a musical instrument that's too big to carry on an airplane. Tuba was number 1. Piano is number 2.
I think those should be flip-flopped.
I didn't make the list.
I know.
I can't really speak to it at this point.
Wow.
But there are 6 answers left. Name a musical instrument that's too big to carry on an airplane. Tuba 1, piano 2. What are the other 6? 740-383-9944. An instrument too big to carry on an airplane.
At this rate, they're going to say a microphone.
Well, I would have thought, can't you take a tuba?
I wouldn't see why not.
How big is a tuba?
I mean, it's...
it's a big instrument,
yeah,
but...
pretty good. Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
I got another one for you. Xylophone.
Xylophone. You know what? Xylophone is not on the list.
Too big to go on.
It might be too big to go on. Thank you. No xylophone on the list today. Name a musical instrument that is too big to carry on an airplane. Tuba number 1, piano number 2. Still 6 answers on the board.
There's one more coming to my mind right now, and I don't know if it's going to make the list or not, but we'll have to see what some of these answers
see are. See what some of these answers are. There's 6 of them left. 740-383-9944. The category, a musical instrument that is too big to carry on an airplane. We've already got tuba. We've already got piano. What are the other 6? 6 other answers. A lot of choices here.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. It's a very interesting category, to say the least. You know, I never played a musical instrument.
Neither did I. I don't have a musical
bone
in my body.
Certainly you couldn't put a piano.
Right.
But you might be able to put a piano on an airplane. You might.
Probably, yeah.
It would be hard to carry it on.
Cargo planes, you could probably.
Well, I guess this is carry on an airplane.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Oh, then the tuba, that makes it, yeah, I guess that makes
Could you carry, well, but people carry a tuba in parades and things.
Yeah, that's why I just was stunned whenever that was.
It's a stunning answer. Go ahead, caller.
Bass drum.
Bass drum. You know what? We'll go, let's see here. Bass is number 6 on the list. Yes.
Oh, okay, and you know, they say carry-on, which, you know, carry-ons are supposed to fit under the seat in front of you.
Oh, that's right. So, yeah.
So, it didn't say travel in an airplane. It said carry-on.
Too big to carry on. You're right. So, I guess it'd be that area in front of the seat.
Right.
Ah, that makes sense.
Yep.
All right, thank you.
Sure.
Now, you wouldn't be able to fit a tuba in there.
Right, but I mean, the interpretation would be just to carry it on a plane.
Here's how it's worded. Name a musical instrument that is too big to carry on an airplane.
Right. To carry on means to bring it on. I mean, I understand that definition of carry on, but to me, the way I interpret it is that means to actually carry on to the plane. You could carry a tuba onto a plane. You just couldn't put it in the seat in front of you.
Go ahead, caller.
How about an organ?
An organ. You know what? Organ is not on the list, but certainly a correct answer.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Bye-bye. No organs.
Except your body.
Well,
your body organs.
You can certainly tell you're a butter and egg man.
Yeah, your body.
You got that
organs.
Right.
Yeah.
Butter and egg.
You got
wow.
it.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, name a musical instrument that's too big to carry on an airplane. Tuba number 1, piano number 2, bass number 6.
So we got
still 5 answers left on the board. 740-383-9944, and Terry is complaining about the wording of the category question.
I just an interpretation of it. I mean, I'm sure there's a million different interpretations. I'm not saying his was wrong. I just, the way I read it, is that it reads a little differently than...
You say tomato, I say tomato.
Absolutely.
You say potato.
I say potato.
Potato. There you go. Let's call the
you
whole thing off.
You say caramel, I say caramel.
Caramel. It's a whole mess. Name a musical instrument that's too big to carry on an airplane. Number 1, tuba. Number 2, piano. Number 6, bass. 5 answers left on the big board. Is anybody going to hit them? 740-383-9944. Let's see what we come up with here.
Big football game tonight.
Big football game tonight. Harding at RV, 7 p.m. And I learned that Luke, apparent in some people's eyes, Luke Rogers is the best player possibly on
the team. Yeah.
Now, that is the son of Abby, who comes on the program here.
Yeah.
I've never seen him play.
Yeah. Well, my nephew's on that team.
Oh, I bet you're angry then that was said.
Well, I mean,
you're upset now.
Yeah, I'm not.
You want to pick a fight?
No, I don't want to.
You
want
to pick a fight? I understand that you want to pick a fight now, Butter and Egg Man.
That's right. I'm in a pending.
You're in a fang wangle.
A fang wangle.
Yeah. Go ahead, caller.
How about a harp?
A harp. Harp is number 4 on the list. You got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can't.
There's the old harp.
Those things are expensive.
They play those at the Pearly Gates.
Oh, yeah. And what is that?
Harp.
I can't think of what it's.
You're doing hand motions.
I know.
What are you doing?
I can't think of what
they can't see you on radio.
I know. I can't think of what that instrument's called. I can visualize.
Name a musical instrument that's too big to carry on an airplane. 1, tuba. 2, piano. 4, harp. 6, bass. What are our 4 remaining answers? 740-383-9944.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Well, we've got half of them done. 4 done, 4 down, 4 left to go. In a musical instrument too big to carry on an airplane. And apparently there's some conjecture as to what that really means. You say carry it on in your hands.
Right.
But there's also the interpretation carry on under the seat in front of you.
Right, which that makes total sense. But I just think, in my mind, it just reads that they're saying to carry it onto a plane.
I don't know.
You know, I don't know. I mean,
I wasn't there when the person thunk it up.
Yeah, that's just the way I interpret it, but...
What other musical instruments are there on this particular list? Now, we've been through tuba, we've been through piano, we've been through harp, we've been through bass. I always want to say bass when I see it. B-A-S-S. 740-383-9944. An instrument, a musical instrument that's too big to carry on an airplane. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. 27 minutes past the hour. How good are you out there in listener land?
Drawing a blank.
See, I was never in the what do they call that room at the school? The music room, I guess. I was never in the music room, yeah. So I don't know.
I don't, same here, yeah. I don't.
This would not be my category.
No, I would not do well in this one.
31 people said tuba, 28 people said piano, 9 people said harp, and 5 people said bass. Now, is there a difference between a bass and a bass drum?
What's the one you wear around your, is one you wear around your neck, and the other one is,
I'm not sure,
just upright.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a bass drum?
Bass drum, yep, we got that. Number 6 on the list.
Okay.
Thank you. We got the old bass.
That's what I was saying. But I thought one of them was a different name. But
I don't know. 1 is tuba, 2 is piano, 4 is harp, 6 is bass. What are the other 4 answers? Name a musical instrument too big to carry on an airplane. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 28 and a half minutes past the hour today. What are the other 4 answers that we are so eagerly anticipating here? An instrument.
Yeah.
Too big to carry on an airplane. Go ahead, caller.
Yo-Yo Ma's cello.
Cello! That's the instrument Terry was pantomiming earlier on over here.
Yes.
Okay.
Cello, you have got it. Thank you.
Uh-huh. I could not remember that.
It's a cello.
Cello.
Number 3. All right. So now we're down to 3 answers. 1 is a tuba, 2 is a piano, 3 is a cello, 4 is a harp, 6 is a bass. What are the other 3? An instrument too big to carry on an airplane. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
I just wonder from an airplane standpoint, do they ever try to bring any of those on? I mean, I wonder if any.
Well, I'm sure they've been on planes. Sure.
Yeah, I just wonder what the most unusual instrument is that they've ever.
I bet some people have had to ride in a cello. Yeah. Sometimes it gets a little cramped.
Well, some people may have had to ride in inside a piano, maybe.
You know, I guess you can't carry it on, I guess, is the trick to this.
Right.
And you certainly couldn't carry a piano on. Maybe some people could.
Yeah. Depending, yeah.
Depending on who you are.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to break. We're coming back in 1 minute. An instrument too big to carry on an airplane. Give us a buzz. We'll be right back. Minute.
Scott, did you know that Halley's Comet used to fly over Marion every night?
No, Charlie, I didn't know that. How's that possible?
Well, it wasn't really Halley's Comet. It was Martha Dowse's fire baton coming from Girard Avenue.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And we're back here on WWGH Radio. You want to say hello to anybody today?
Hey, Nate, down there in Myrtle Beach.
Getaway Friday, September 25th, 2020, 31 minutes past the hour. We're playing Family Feud here. Name a musical instrument that's too big to carry on an airplane. Now we've got tuba, piano, cello, harp, bass. 3 answers left. What are they? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What 3 musical instruments are we missing? Is it bad to say this person is the best player on the team?
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, it depends on, you know, on their performance and stuff. And, I mean, based on his performance, absolutely he's the best, you know.
See, I don't know what his performance is, though. I don't know the stats.
He had two touchdowns last
week. He did have two touchdowns last week. He may be the best player on the team.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I could say that. I mean, like I say, that's what my nephew playing on the team.
But you being a butter and egg man, I bet you don't understand because you're unsophisticated.
I'm in a panwingle.
You're in a panwingle.
Yeah.
That's how people talk.
Yeah, and boy, I got to get out of the ketchup.
You have stayed in the ketchup for quite a while.
My shirt is a reflection of it.
Covered in ketchup.
Yes.
What would you say the color of your shirt is today? Teal?
Aqua.
Aqua?
Teal.
Yeah. Aqua teal?
Yeah, something like that.
Is aqua supposed to denote water?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's supposed to give you like a cool, refreshing...
But isn't aqua water... Isn't water supposed to be blue? So if it's greenish, you don't want to be in that water.
No, because that's like mossy water.
Yeah, you'd be dead.
You got some...
don't drink that water.
Right, you got some things in there that are not good.
Bad.
Yeah.
Bad, bad, bad. Getaway Friday here. Did we stump everybody with the final three? Maybe nobody knows any other musical instruments. A name of musical instruments that's an instrument that is too big to carry on an airplane. Now, number one was tuba, two is piano, three is cello. Four is harp, six is bass, but we still have three answers left. We have the 5, 7, and 8 answer left. 740-383-9944.
I think we lost everyone at Barbara Walters. I think they're...
You know, they got all the Barbara Walters questions. I was shocked.
Yeah, I think after that, you know, they worked so hard getting those answers that they finally just said, heck with a Family Feud.
Barbara Walters, 91 years of age today.
Or is it a... The Price is Right now. Maybe The Price is Right.
The Price is Right is on. We're up against The Price is Right now, which is always a rough spot to be in.
Yeah, that's a tough spot to be in.
Timing is everything,
yeah.
As they say. Go ahead, caller.
Marimba.
A barimba. No, not on the list.
Okay.
What in the world is a barimba?
I have no idea.
Do you know what a barimba is?
Must be like a butter and egg man.
That's going to get tossed around... Forever.
Forever.
That'll be around forever. That'll remain in the vernacular of everybody here at this station till we all die.
Forever, absolutely.
Butter and Egg Man.
Butter and Egg Man.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, it's Ray Grogan, and an instrument that I played when I was in middle school, not very well, but I played it, is in a trombone.
Trombone. You know what? That is number 7 on the list. You got it.
Ray. Yeah.
All right.
Taking care. How are things, Ray?
Things are great. I was on my way out to lunch, and I was listening to the program and heard you were looking for instruments. And I said, you know, though I was terrible at the trombone, I bet you that's one of them. So let me call in and see.
Well, you'll have to call in and play the trombone for us sometime now.
Yeah. But trust me when I tell you, nobody wants to hear it. So,
you still probably have more musical talent than anybody here, I'm sure, you know.
You would lose listeners in droves.
Hey, thanks, Ray, for calling.
Thanks, Ray. Yep.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care, bud.
Yep. There we go. Ray Grogan. Calling in with the trombone.
Your trombone, huh? Yeah.
Number 7. I guess that would be too big to carry on an airplane, don't you think?
Yeah, I could see that. Yep.
I can see it.
Yep.
Name a musical instrument that's too big to carry on an airplane. Number 1 was tuba, 2 piano, 3 cello, 4 harp, 7 or 6 bass, 7 trombone. Two answers left. Go ahead, caller.
How about a xylophone?
Xylophone.
Xylophone.
Xylophone is not on the list. But Fred, did you hear Mike Wilson in here earlier on?
No, I must have been out of the car then.
Yeah. Now what did he say, Terry?
He said, are you this week on his show?
Yeah, I'm Monday.
Monday, all right.
You're calling in, right?
Yeah, I do. I've been calling in.
Okay,
all right.
That's because he advertised. I just want to make sure.
What's the topic Monday, Fred?
Yeah.
Well, I think I haven't really totally decided. I told Mike when I texted him the other day that I'd let him know by the end of the week, and I guess this is the end of the week. Uh-huh. I'm thinking about the old Ohio Penitentiary.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, well, that kind of ties in with Halloween. Don't they still do a haunted house? Is that the one that they...
No, it's been long since destroyed. It was torn down years and years and years ago.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. But where they still do a Halloween thing, though, is at
the reformatory.
Old prison over in Mansfield.
Right, okay, yeah. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
But how about an organ? Is it on?
An organ? No organ on the list.
Gee, that's kind of surprising. Of course, that goes in line with the piano, so...
Kind
of,
yeah, a little bit.
Before I get off here, one more quick thing.
Sure.
My grandfather was a true butter and egg man. And here's the reason. We owned a dairy. Started the dairy in 1932, so we delivered milk, and we also sold butter and eggs.
Oh, so he was an authentic butter and egg man. Now, the question is, though, when he went to the city, was he a playboy?
Oh, heavens no. We couldn't even get him to take a vacation.
Oh, there you go. Hey, thanks, Fred.
Hey, Fred, are you happy the Indians...
All right, well, see, when you're working the phone,
I know.
Just,
it's all right.
It's like Larry King, cut him off already.
I was going to ask you if he was happy.
Yeah, but let people know we're making fun of this butter and egg man, but why are we doing this?
It's a slang term that means it's a wealthy, unsophisticated, small-town businessman who once they go to the
big city
become a playboy.
That's the definition. Webster's.
So, yeah.
We have two big instruments left. What are they? Name a musical instrument too big to carry on an airplane. One is tuba, two is piano, three is cello, four is harp, six is bass, seven is trombone, two answers left on the big board. 740-383-9944. That's what we want to know right now. What are those two answers? We would love to know what they are. Two big instruments that you can't carry on to an airplane. Butter and Egg Man.
Butter and Egg. And he was a true Butter and Egg Man. He delivered butter and eggs.
He delivered butter and eggs. Fred Malone on Mike Wilson Show on Monday, 5:10 to 6 p.m.
What's it sound like? The old Ohio Penitentiary said, looks like it's going to be the topic?
Old Ohio Penitentiary becomes the topic. And tonight we do want to let everybody know in a real shot of radio diplomacy here that Harding will be playing River Valley big football game tonight, 7 p.m. at River Valley. Now, this game will be broadcast on 1490 AM WMRN, but we'll be on tonight here from 8 to 10 p.m.
Set your dial, and
we'll update you on the scores and things of that nature.
As they go on.
So there you go. As time goes on.
Here we go.
As life goes on. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know, a marimba.
A marimba.
Is a percussion instrument, you know, with, I think they're wooden bars on it, set up similar to a piano with tubes or tuned things hanging down below it.
Hmm. Now, is
Have you ever heard of the marimba band? That was popular one time.
Marimba band? No, I have not.
Okay.
Did they tour around?
I don't know. It was just they played different places.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Look it up.
Yeah, look it up. Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Marimba.
Marimba.
I was mispronouncing it. Yeah. Not Bo-rimba.
No.
Marimba.
Yeah.
Marimba band. A percussion instrument.
Yeah. It's one of those... Well, I mean, you could tell percussion with the rumba in the name.
Does rumba mean percussion?
You typically associate it with percussion.
Well, see, there's another thing I didn't know. Missing music class. All right, name a musical instrument that's too big to carry on an airplane. Number one, tuba, two, piano, three, cello, four, harp. Six bass, seven trombone, two left. What musical instruments are too big to carry on an airplane? 39 coming up on 40 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. We're going to get these final two answers so we can move on to another
category.
Yeah. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Bagpipe.
Bagpipes are not on the list, but you win the prize for most unique answer so far.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take it.
Thank you.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. You know, I never would
have thought. Yeah. How does a bagpipe sound? when they do a bagpipe imitation.
I mean, they have a unique sound. I don't think you can...
Yeah, that's a bagpipe.
All I can think of is Rowdy Roddy.
Yeah, he was associated with the bagpipe, that is for sure.
Yeah.
Name a musical instrument too big to carry on an airplane. Tuba, piano, cello, harp, bass, trombone, two left. Does anybody know the answers?
Let me ask you this. The two that's remaining, is there two, right?
Two.
Are they like obvious ones that
oh, yeah, they're very common instruments.
I mean, that's what I mean.
Oh, absolutely. Very common instruments.
The ones that we think of every day.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No tricks here.
Okay.
740-383-9944, an instrument too big to carry on an airplane.
The only... Man, I'm sure it's been said. But I just cannot think of anything else but this one particular...
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll get them, maybe we won't. You know, we're going to take a break here at 45 minutes past the hour in about 4 minutes. Hopefully we'll have these two knocked out by then. We'll come back with a new category. Go ahead, caller.
How
about a set of drums?
Drums.
That's what I was thinking.
Number five on the list is drums.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've got it. Thank you.
Now we're down to one. Now here's the challenge. You got 3.5 minutes to get the final answer. There's one answer left. Now, here's what it is. Name a musical instrument that's too big to carry on an airplane. 1 tuba, 2 piano, 3 cello, 4 harp, 5 drums, 6 bass, 7 trombone. What is the final answer? And it's the last answer on the list, but it is a common instrument.
Right.
And we've got exactly 3 minutes now. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is the final answer? Instrument too big to carry on an airplane. One answer left. Are we going to get it in the next 3 minutes so we can come back after the break with a new category? What is an instrument that we have not hit that is too big to carry on an airplane? That's what we all want to know. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I play the baritone. Was that it?
Not the baritone. Now, what exactly is the baritone?
It's a big instrument. It always looked like a small tuba to me, but it's a very big brass instrument.
Big brass instrument. Huh, interesting. Mm-hmm. No, not the baritone, but a good guess.
Okay.
Baritone does not make the list.
Boy, it's not a big instrument, but growing up, my sister played the clarinet.
Oh, the clarinet. A lot of people played the clarinet.
Wow.
And what's the instrument that's close to the clarinet? There's, like, the recorder? Is the recorder close to the clarinet?
Is that what it's called? Yeah. Like a horn. A clarinet's like a...
Clarinet's a hornish instrument. But what's that?
But you say woodwind is what they... The woodwind, because it had a reed. Is it a reed they call it? I think.
2 minutes. 2 minutes are we going to get the final answer here. Name a musical instrument too big to carry on an airplane. It's not a tuba, not a piano, not a cello, not a harp, not the drums, not a bass, not a trombone. What's the answer that we are missing here with under 2 minutes? Now, 90 seconds is where we're at. 740-383-9944. It's a common instrument. It's an instrument we all know. We've all heard people play. You hear it all the time. What is the instrument that we're looking for here? We're about down at 1 minute now. 740-383-9944. Is somebody going to sneak in with this? Or are we going to have to carry this over into the next segment?
Come on.
A musical instrument too big to carry on an airplane. 740-383-9944. Under a minute at this particular point. I don't think we're going to get it.
No.
That's sad. It's such an easy instrument. 740-383-9944, a musical instrument too big to carry on an airplane. 740-383-9944, give us a buzz. We'd love to hear you say it. 30 seconds left in this particular segment. Maybe this is it.
Oh, come on.
Hold your breath.
Come on, come on.
Hold your breath. Go ahead, caller.
A guitar?
Not a guitar. Oh. No.
Oh.
Oh.
We got
no guitar. We still got 20 seconds here. Somebody can still snag in. Not a guitar. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Guitar is not the answer. We got, oh, man, right here at the buzzer.
Right at the buzzer.
Here comes the break. What is it? Ted, you are really a pioneer.
Oh, we didn't get it.
Viral video in 2011.
Yes, that is true. But I have a problem since then. I was hoping you can help me with that, Scott.
What's that?
Well, I can't seem to find the right antibiotic to get rid of this viral video.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak. I'd walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here. I put the microphone on. You know, after 20 years in radio, you think I'd know to turn the microphone
on
before I...
You're at a panwaggle.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do, panwaggle. Since we were going to the break there, and these are hard breaks. You can't stop them.
Right.
So if this person has the right answer, I'm going to say we got it before the break.
Okay.
But this is the only one.
Right.
A musical instrument too big to carry on an airplane. Go ahead.
A bassoon?
Not a bassoon.
Oh.
Good guess, though.
Ryan.
You are trying.
You're trying.
Stay with
good
it.
Job. Yeah.
Not a bassoon. Okay, so keep trying. 740-383-9944. How are we going to get it? It's not a bassoon. What's a bassoon? I don't know any of these.
I don't even know what that one is. Yeah.
You could put me in a musical room and turn out the lights. I wouldn't know.
Yeah. I know
from
the
a
basics.
Skunk.
I know from the basics, and that's about it.
One answer left. A musical instrument too big to carry on an airplane. 47
Here
minutes past the hour. Maybe this is the right answer coming down the penguangle. Go ahead, caller.
Banjo?
Oh, that, I had a fight for years about a banjo. Who do you think is the greatest banjo player in the history of the banjo?
Probably Ralph Stanley.
See, I say Roy Clark.
Okay, well, I mean, that's a good...
Ralph Stanley's
Bill Monroe, good.
Bill Monroe's good.
Well, see, but the fight I always had with this person was I said Roy Clark, and they said Earl Scruggs.
Flattened.
Oh, okay, yeah, Earl Scruggs, yeah. I'm more probably Stanley.
Well, it's not the banjo, but I'm so glad you said that, because I always enjoy having the banjo conversation.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye.
It's Roy Clark.
Some good banjo players.
But you're wrong. It's Roy Clark.
Roy Clark.
Roy Clark.
Oh,
I interviewed Roy.
Yeah. I mean...
Did he not make the banjo famous?
They're all good.
Who's the other one? Is it Earl Scruggs?
It's Earl Scruggs. Flattened Scruggs from the...
Yeah, but wasn't there a guy who was so associated with the banjo?
Bill Monroe?
I can't remember his name. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Can you carry a banjo on a plane?
I would.
Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. Go ahead, caller.
The saxophone.
That's it.
Saxophone.
Oh, is it?
You got it. It is the saxophone. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
nailed it.
That's an unusual saxophone.
Saxophone. So let's run it down here. Name a musical instrument that is too big to carry on an airplane. Tuba, piano, cello, harp, drums, bass, trombone, saxophone. Those were the answers.
Okay.
As we have them currently. Go ahead, caller.
The didgeridoo.
Well, I had a case of that this morning when I was coming in. I passed by the restroom and I said didgeridoo.
As your penguin
on the airplane.
Do you know a butter and egg man?
Well, that's ironic because we watched Andy Griffith the other night and Aunt Bee blamed the butter and egg man for being her boyfriend.
Oh, who was the butter and egg man on Andy Griffith?
Ernest T. Bass.
Well, I can't remember his name because he lived in Mount Pilot, I think. But it wasn't him because he was married.
Call Clarabelle. She probably knows.
I didn't know Aunt Bee dated.
Occasionally she had a beau. Yeah.
Did she?
Oh,
yeah.
Well, you know what the B stood for, don't you?
What?
Well, I don't know if I can get into it on
I don't think you better do it.
No, but that's what I have.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't have any kids.
Right.
Well, now, I want to go through this because, honest to goodness, I've always wondered this. Okay, she's Aunt B, right?
Aunt B.
Aunt B.
Aunt B. Now, her name was Beatrice, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, but she's not Andy's aunt. So whose aunt was she?
She was Andy's aunt.
Is she
his mom's aunt?
No, it'd be his mom's sister, right?
Yeah.
His mom's sister, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, who was Andy married to? How did he get Opie?
Well, I don't think they ever broached that.
Mary Beth or whatever?
Was it Immaculate Conception?
Well, I just don't think they ever... Stop.
Was she 8B? Maybe he was 8B.
I don't know.
No.
Well, I'm just confused how he put together this household.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, if a sheriff did that today, he wouldn't win re-election. Hey, who are you living with? A child? We don't know where the mother is.
Yeah.
Somebody's aunt.
I just picked it.
All of a sudden, the Andy Griffith Show has gone R.
Well, you couldn't... Was it his aunt? Was it... But because you never really knew... How come Andy's mother never came and visited her sister or her son or her grandchild?
Well, she might have been passed. You don't know that.
Yeah.
And they just never spoke of her again.
I don't know.
Did Andy's wife pass away?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, they did mention that Andy's wife had passed away.
I think so, yeah.
Well, I think that was pretty much a given. You know, I don't know to what depth they mentioned it, but yeah.
Well, they might have said the big D, but we don't know if that's death or divorce.
No, I don't think so. I think it was natural causes.
So would Barney be Uncle Barney?
So everybody in the family has passed away except these three.
Yeah, these three are still alive.
Well, Bea was, you know, she wasn't doing anything, and she was a spinster, so naturally, you know. It was a TV program.
But did she ever say who Uncle was? Was it like Uncle Don?
Yeah.
Was gone? Did he go on to his reward?
Yeah. Did he get a pine?
Don't you think about this when you watch the? I mean, they're great shows. But I always wondered.
Well, I liked the trivia. You know, if you can remember a lot of the trivia on shows like that, I think it's fun if you get into that.
But. Well, it is, but I can't, you know, like, I look at that and there is so much that makes no sense to me because they never really allude to who these people are.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know they never do? Have you watched each and every one of the shows?
I'm an avid Andy Griffith fan. Well, listen, I don't have to be an avid fan to know there was something going on with Floyd the Barber.
Yeah.
And Howard.
More than one Floyd, too. Do you remember that?
What was, there was two Floyds?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
How did you get away with that?
I don't know. I guess maybe he passed or something, and then the next season they brought another. But it was, they were both called Floyd the Barber. Yes.
Yeah, but who was the one? You know, wasn't he in most with the glasses and he had the little beard?
Yeah.
And you tell
it. So funny.
Yeah, but aren't we? Don't we know that he was probably sniffing the shaving cream between haircuts?
He was into the tonic. He was into the hair tonic.
You do good impressions, Terry. Give us a little Floyd the Barber.
He's like Andy, come here, Andy. Come here, Andy. You're not going to believe what happened, Andy.
Well, I'm telling you, he was sniffing the shaving cream. I know he was.
The one I always liked was Howard. Like, Howard was like
Oh, my. Now, he came on way later.
What was he? I mean, what exactly did he do?
Hey.
I don't know.
We know what Otis was.
Yeah, but wait. When Andy left Mayberry, they brought in that other guy. And
Ken Berry.
Yeah. Now, who was he?
Wasn't he just a farmer?
Right, but didn't he move in with Aunt Bea and the kid?
Oh, boy.
Or was it just...
Didn't Opie go with his dad?
Oh, did Opie leave?
Oh.
Well, I know Aunt Bea didn't. Because Aunt Bea was in Mayberry.
Well, she was part of the deal when Andy moved. Is it?
I think Aunt Bea was nobody's aunt. I think she came with the house.
When you bought the house, you got Aunt Bea.
She was like an indentured servant, exactly, left over from the old days.
She actually came to stay because I can remember it was just he and Opie to begin with, and then I remember when Aunt Bea came to stay.
So,
and I also remember times when. She felt like a third wheel, and you know her friend would tell her that, you know, Andy needs to get married and you need to leave, and that's when
what a friend
she said that she had a boyfriend who was the egg and the cheese or butter and egg man.
Yeah. But you know, here's what I don't understand:
did she get dropped off, or did they just push her out of the car and say, "Get out of here"?
Well, I don't understand that. Okay, so Aunt Bea came to live there to take care of Opie and Andy. And then Andy and Opie decide to split after 8 years. And Ken Berry, who we don't even know who he is, but all of a sudden, it's his Aunt Bea.
He's a new sheriff in town. And
you know, I don't recall a lot of that. I haven't seen, are there reruns even of those now? Or
you know, I don't, what did RFD stand for? Mayberry RFD.
Rural Federal Delivery, wasn't it?
What, was he a postman, Ken Berry?
Well, I just think that, or was that what the show was called?
Did Ken Berry become sheriff?
I don't remember that either.
See, Barney never did what it was.
No, because Barney left first. Barney left like 5 years in.
He went to the big city.
Okay. Went to the big city.
Okay.
And then Andy and Opie left. And then you got Ken Berry who came in, but all the others stayed.
Goober and all of them stayed? Or?
Yeah, Goober.
Except for Gomer, who went into...
Oh, in the Marines.
Marines, yeah.
Yeah, Gomer was in the Marines. So basically, by the time Ken Berry got there, you had Aunt Bea and Goober. living in the town, and I think Otis was in the jail. How come Otis and Aunt Bee never got together?
Right.
Remember when Otis's brother and wife came to town, and he was trying to impress them?
Oh, you know, my favorite episode...
He cleaned up for like a...
my favorite episode in that entire series is Aunt Bee's Pickles.
Oh, my God, yes.
Remember when she...
Not too long ago.
That's such a good episode where Aunt Bee makes these hideous pickles, and but they tell her how good... They put store-bought pickles in instead of her pickles, and she keeps making them.
The one I liked was when it was the church choir, and Barney couldn't sing or whatever.
Oh, my, yes. Some other man sang.
Yeah, yeah.
But have we solved who Aunt Bee was?
We don't know who she is, yeah.
His mother's sister.
But did they say that in the show that it was his mother's sister?
We had to assume a lot of things.
But she could be his wife's mother's sister, right?
Could be
his wife's mother. Well, yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah.
So I guess everybody had died, but Aunt Bee.
She outlived them.
She was just the last. So they said, listen, you're too old to do anything else, so why don't you come do some work? Yes, scrub the floors. And...
Oh, you would think up all these questions.
Go make a pie or whatever she...
You know, the funny thing, her name was Frances Bavier. And did you know, I just recently saw an interview with Andy Griffith that they did not get along.
I heard that before.
I heard it right
also,
out of the...
Have you ever seen her... In some of these westerns where she plays a hard old gal.
Yeah. Well, this is right out of, if you go to YouTube, there's a great interview, by the way, on YouTube, bringing this up. You go to YouTube and search Ralph Emery Andy Griffith. There's like a great 2-hour interview that was probably done in the 90s with Andy Griffith and Ralph Emery. And Ralph Emery broaches this subject about Frances Bavier, and he said, yes, he said they did not get along. That she thought the scripts were kind of hokey, and then she got mad at him because everybody thought she was Aunt Bee, and she couldn't get any other work, and she blamed him for destroying her career. And actually, because she was so old when that show was on, when they did the reunion, like in the early 80s, the Return to Mayberry, they said Aunt Bee was dead. She was still, Frances Bavier was still alive. She just wouldn't do the movie. She was so angry. She was like close to 90, but she would not do the movie. But Andy did say, when she knew she was dying from cancer, that she called him and apologized.
Bobby,
yeah, but that's a great interview with Andy Griffith.
I like the episode, too, where she was learning to drive. Remember when Aunt Bee was learning to drive?
So what we've come to the conclusion, though, is Aunt Bee was probably just a grifter. She was probably robbing Andy.
She was robbing him blind.
Robbing him blind. You know, poor Aunt Bee.
Yeah.
I guess.
Aunt
was it a didgeridoo or not?
I don't know if she did or not. Did she?
Was the instrument a didgeridoo?
Oh, no, it was. Oh, man, I forgot what we were doing.
Yeah.
We went off on a whole other tangent.
There, yeah.
It wasn't, but we're going to break now. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. We'll be back in 10 minutes with much more here on WWGH Radio. All that Aunt Bee, she was such an old grifter. Wasn't she?
She was.
She was crazy looking lady, too. But she made a heck of a cake.
She did.
We'll be back.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For guests like legendary ABC News correspondent Sam Donaldson.
Over the course of this program, we have had a lot of great guests on. We've had U Downs. We have had David Hartman. We have had Marvin Kalb, Secretary of State Madeline Jesse Jackson. Just